Hello and welcome to day two of the Tidbits Pod Mongolian Ndam Festival Extravaganza. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. I wasn't going to record, but a train's coming and I figure only Mongolia would have this kind of train. Oh, it's a little one. Ah. It's fucking cool. Anyway, back by my window, and that was nice, wasn't it? They're the old style, I don't know, nice little trains. I wish I knew anything about trains, but I don't. But yeah, I just like them. And anyway, all right, chums, this is Jack Tibble here coming at you once again from a hotel room in Mongolia's fashionable South Ulaanbaatar. Ulaanbaatar. Well, I'm doing Ulaanbaatars. And as promised in the title of this episode, in this one, I'm going to tell you all about day two of my Mongolian adventure. Okay, day two. I woke up feeling fucking fresh. I repacked my little day bag and that and ready to go. Being organised, optimised, all the things in a line. And yeah, so got out my door, went out to the lobby and met my group. And things were happening, guys. It was all good. So let the games begin. And yeah, it was about 8 a.m., and it was about maybe 20 minutes drive or something over to the main square bit. And key detail of this little section, I had the bag with me on the bus, but when we got to the square, I thought, oh yeah, this is just going to be a little, you know, jump out spot, take some pictures and whatnot. And yeah, I don't know. So, and I thought it was just parking up. But as soon as we got out, because we were in the middle of the city, and yeah, I don't know, I was thinking I'm not going to need my sunscreen and bug spray and all that stuff. So we jumped out, and as we were just walking up to the square, the driver drove away because they said, oh yeah, you can't hang around at the center while all the ceremony's going on and stuff. And I was like, ah, fuck. And then walked over to this little security fenced off area. And inside, I'll talk you through what I could see. So yeah, there was at the first bit in front of me, there was the fence, and then there was a line of police. And then, you know, further into the visual frame, there was a military looking band. And then deeper in, more police, and then there was the government building. So there's the steps at the bottom, and there's a big red carpet and pillars. In the peripherals, I've got massive Mongolian flags, and they're hanging from the building. And then, top of the stairs, back of the frame, but center frame, it's a massive statue of Genghis Khan, which, as we know, is actually pronounced Chinggis Khan. And you know those big statues that some nations have of their leaders? And the statues are, crucially, they're sat down and it's all made of black metal, and they're always looking fly as fuck. Chiang Kai-shek's got one in Taipei. I nearly called him Shanghai Shrek. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln's got one. You know the vibe. And I wonder who was the first to get one, actually. But anyway, I was looking right at the Genghis Khan one, and it was fucking cool. But yeah, anyway, crucially for this bit, I'd left the little bag on the bus. And why is that crucial? Because as soon as we were situated in a good spot, rain, torrential rain, relentless, cold, mental rain. So I was just instantly soaked through and freezing, but trying to style it out, you know, I don't know why. Probably why I'm more ill now. But so the guide, Nemo, he then had to call the van to come back, and I had to go get my raincoat out. And yeah, just felt like a bit of a prick. But luckily there were some others that forgot their stuff as well. So it was a nice little bonding moment. And yeah, then once I'd put the little coat on, everything, I don't know, because I was already wet through, the waterproof of this little coat was then sealing in all the wetness, and I had a little microclimate happening inside of it, and it was pretty grim. But yeah, happy for the extra layer though, because it was fucking cold. But then yeah, the actual show itself, this is the order. So first of all, the band starts, and they've got this banging tune. It's like dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, it was sort of like a John Williams kind of, yeah, something, I can't really describe what film it would be out of. It felt a bit sci-fi, but traditional, and it was a bit ominous is the word I'm looking for. But yeah, and then out came all the horses and that, I've said, and then there was the special spear things with horse hair on. And yeah, the whole ceremony was actually fucking cool. So that all happened, and I was feeling very Mongolian. You know, I was like, fucking hell, I'm actually here and I'm doing it, and this is great. So then headed over to the stadium, the national stadium, and we were going to go and watch the start of the first games and the opening ceremony and stuff. And the rain as well on the roads, it just caused absolute chaos. But yeah, that actually made the journey a bit more crazy as well. So I was looking out of my raindroppy windows and seeing all the old buildings and stuff. It's fucking cool. And then again, parked up, and this time I took the bag with me, and it was still raining, but you know, it was a bit easier by then. And then yeah, hello, we're there, and it was loads of people in amazing national dress and like sort of traditional clothes, and you know all the hats and robes and stuff, and everyone's just kitted out and looking fucking quality. And as we were walking in, we could see all the animals, and you know, all the horses, like the carts and the yaks and the reindeer, all sorts of stuff, and it was all full of noise and colours and smells. It's fucking beautiful. And then we've jostled through, and we've got into our place in the stadium, and yeah, the stadium was little. It's one of those ones where there's only one level of stands all the way around, and then there's a running track, and then there's a big bit of AstroTurf in the middle. But again, like above the big screen and stuff, it's our boy Chinggis for the second time in that morning. He's got a big, well, there's a massive picture of him up in the stadium, and yeah, he's been very, very present on this trip so far. Let's talk more about that ceremony. So you're in this little plastic seat and it's just crammed in. So I think they'd put the seats in specially because you could move them about a little bit and they would rock a bit. But yeah, not bad. But once you're in, you're sort of wedged in for the duration. Like there's no toilets inside the stadium or anything. And yeah, so it was really cool. And if you haven't heard the day one podcast, or you saw the link for that and you thought, fucking hell, I just jumped to the actual Mongolian times rather than the journey. Where I was at was the opening ceremony for, this is the Nadam Festival. And this is, and it was all full of tradition and stuff. And it's all there to showcase Mongolia's manly sports. But yeah, in the ceremony as well. So the president, he did his little speech, and then just everything, just loads and loads of stuff happening and loads of flags and loads of noise. And this way there's a lad on a yak, and then that way there's circus tricks, and here, you know, over here there's the Nadam Olympic torch thing, and over there there's a big traditional statue of a silver tree, and there's contortionists and dancers and dogs and carriages and fireworks and camels and smoke, and I don't know. Like it was just kind of just amazing. And between all the chaos as well, there was lads kind of buzzing in and out of everybody, because they're cleaning up all the animal shit. It was mad. And basically, all the dancers and singers and stuff were in the middle, and it's all sort of really set out. Like they've got all the routines and that. So it's, I don't know, it's like the halftime show at the Super Bowl, man. Like, but on a small, traditional, really busy scale, and you didn't know where to focus, but wherever you did was good enough anyway. So like you've got that, all the stuff happening in the middle, and then around the running track there was just a pretty much a constant stream of just animals and all sorts of stuff just doing laps of the stadium. So they'd come in, we were right by the opening where everything comes in, and then they'd do a lap, and then they'd go out again of the stadium. So it was like we were in Aladdin and fucking Prince Ali had just rolled into town. It was like that. Like, right, then there'd be some drummers, and then there'd be some soldiers, and then there's some fucking yaks and that. Like it was really fucking cool. So we saw the opening ceremony and stuff, like, and that was really amazing. like a bit overwhelming. And that was finished, so we're all still wet from the morning. And yeah, it was just like a little bit cold in that as well. So we went for some meaty flatbread things and had some soup, and then we explored some of the other games. After the lunch, we went and saw, you know, all the little things that were happening outside of the stadium. Like, so there's archery, and there was another game that looked a little bit like sort of bowls or curling, that kind of thing, where loads of lads would just sit around and they're throwing little metal things at targets and kind of grumbling in approval or disapproval. It was kind of hard to know what was going on there, but looked cool anyway. And yeah, it was all just, everything was just happening. And like, it was alive and fun and cool. So we watched a few games, and yeah, despite my description of the first game, the guide was actually like explaining what's going on and everything. Oh, we've got another fucking train. Hello there. Wait, let's see if I can record it. Come on, Billy. Oh, he's coming back. Oh, and it's that same little train, but now he's got... Oh, no, it's not the same one. Oh, this one's absolutely massive. Bit of character for the hotel, innit? Right next to a train line. They don't run through all the night though. It's a nice, a good thing. Still. Oh, I still can't even see the end of it. I'm leaning out. Wow. Just loads and loads of coal and... No, it is just all coal. There we go. Lovely bit of flavour. But, yeah, where were we? I think we were just exploring all the little games and stuff. And... yeah, after we'd seen all the sort of Mongolian traditional sports and whatnot, and the archery and all that stuff, it was, we went to this traditional Mongolian culture show. And now that was fucking great. Like, there was throat singing and dancing and all the traditional instruments and stuff. And all the sections of this show, there was this English-speaking voice that would explain what was going to happen next. And each bit would have, it would be a bit of backstory. And then the next bit of show would be pretty much the same as the last bit of show sort of thing. But I don't know, the clothes would be a bit different or whatever. But he'd say something like, "This is the traditional dance to symbolize the importance of horses in Mongolian history." Whatever, and they dance, diddly diddly dee. And then the next one, "This is a section to showcase the tradition of how people built their houses in nomadic ways in bloody..." And then they'd come out and dance. And it was all just fucking excellent. And this thing, I don't know, it was really, really fucking good because, yeah, I didn't know anything about Mongolia, really. I've kept it, you know, if you want to make a film good for yourself, you don't do all the research beforehand. So obviously I've done enough to get here and stuff, but it's just been great to, I don't know, it's just like you're in a big book and you just get to learn about everything here, which is really nice. But yeah, that was great. And I'd say standouts for that show, obviously the throat singing. And there was one lad, and he was there, and he took us through all the different techniques and did the demonstrations of each one and how it works and everything.
Our throat singer will demonstrate different styles of throat singing.
So he was cool. And then there was this mental woman that she could, like, she was tying herself in knots. And then at the end of her show, she did this. So there were three kind of metal toothpick looking things, like massive. And she'd go up to it. And then she would then do a handstand on these metal cotton bud things. And then she'd pick up a bow and arrow with her feet and then fire arrows at a target while she's upside down doing a handstand with her feet. And I'm struggling to paint a picture of it, but it was fucking mental. And apparently, contortion as an exhibition thing, apparently that did originate from Mongolia. So there you go. But yeah, that show finished. Then we went out for dinner and I had a fucking fancy steak and stuff and a lemonade that had bits of fruit in it and whatever, because I'm on holiday, living the life. And And then, yeah, there we go. So that's the end of day two. Significantly shorter episode. I kept it a bit snappy. Maybe too snappy. But, yeah, and considering that we've had two trains coming by. Anyway, so, yeah, that was that. And thanks for listening so far. So later on, there'll be some fireworks later. And they should be cool. But for now, yeah, let me remind you, patreon.com/tidbitspod. Sign up if you've got into this series so far and, yeah, you're enjoying stuff. Maybe the next little series, I could do that as like Patreon first or something, or make that work. But again, you make it what you want it to be. I'm going to put stuff in there and then, yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's still the early days of it, but get involved in that. That's my pitch. but again, this is rinse my throat. Jesus, can't talk. But yeah, go and sign up to the Patreon now. And again, thank you to those who have already signed up. And let's call this one here. That's the end of day two. And indeed, that is up to now. So what did I do next? Was I started recording and I said, all right, chums. And then I said some other stuff. So I won't take you through all that. If you want to hear that again, go back to the start of episode one and we can loop. But yeah, for more Mongolian stuff, stick around. Day three will be with you in the future. But for now, all the best. See you later.
Activating a shamanic ritual, a belief system that has long been an integral part of the Mongolian way of life.